Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for another edition of Who the Heck is in This Country? The story has a kind of cool happy ending. Newly elected Kansas mayor, Coldwater mayor, Jose Joe Ceballos, turns out is not a citizen of the USA, but of Mexico. It's kind of a problem with that, since that makes him ineligible to be mayor, but it also makes him ineligible to be, you know, voting in federal elections, as he did as an illegal immigrant. He's now facing criminal charges on 3 counts of voting without being qualified and 3 counts of election perjury. Both are felonies. He's not a United States citizen. Attorney General of Kansas, Chris Kobach, said he's a legal permanent resident of the United States and a citizen of Mexico. Now, he came here as an illegal immigrant. You cannot vote in a federal election unless you're a citizen. He also committed, it appears, multiple immigration instances of immigration fraud. Those will have to be charged federally. Those are state, the ones now are state charges that he's being referred over to the feds for those, since he was not eligible to become a legal permanent resident, which is not citizenship, because he came here illegally, lied about that. So we're talking probably multiple other felony fraud charges. He's also not eligible to become the mayor, but he did. Ceballos was just served a summons to appear on the charges in Comanche County Court in December 3rd. He was just elected. Now, here's the cool thing. During the press conference, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab said more non-citizen voting will likely be uncovered in Kansas because of a, I didn't even know about this, new national citizenship data system being built by the Trump administration. Already contains data on many states and is being used. That's how they caught him. Kansas recently committed to using the database to confirm the U.S. citizenship of people registered to vote. This, folks, this right here is how we take it all back. Now, remember what Joe Biden did as the first president to bar boards of elections from running their election rolls regularly against Social Security Administration databases and Department of Homeland Security databases to check the citizenship of voters. Used to be able to do that. Joe Biden signed an executive order barring you. Now we know why. He gave 9 million illegal immigrants illegally Social Security numbers. 6,000 of them were terrorists. Yeah. Oh, you don't believe me? You want to hear this? Folks, this is one of the clips of the week. This is Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. We're just finding these people talking about this.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years that we're going to have to figure out if they should be here, if they are here legally under a program. And if they are here illegally, then they certainly shouldn't be using that Social Security number to be on our programs, and they should be removed or given the opportunity to go home on their own. That's the one thing President Trump would like, is everybody to be given the opportunity to go home if they would wish to.
So that's why Trump had to build a special database, because the Democrats illegally gave Social Security numbers to these illegals, including, you heard that right. I know you're thinking, I probably misheard that. I'm busy. No, she didn't just say 6,000 people on the terror watch list got Social Security numbers and they're illegal immigrants. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she actually said that. 6,000 of the 9 million who illegally got Social Security numbers are not only illegal immigrants, they're terrorists. They're on terror watch lists, either here in America or internationally or both. And that is why the Trump administration is building the database, because Democrats hid them behind Social Security numbers. So when you do the customary run of the voters against the databases, they're not going to show. So they have to build an additional database to get these people. We're getting them. We're getting them out. And that is why in Kansas, it just hit upon the new mayor. Democrat, of course. Who else would he be? Who is not here legally? Or was not here legally before he lied about his status to get what's called permanent legal status. It's not citizenship. It's a step towards citizenship. But it turns out he voted 3 times in federal elections. They just criminally charged him for that. You have to be a citizen. He's been voting for years, including as an illegal immigrant. He's not qualified to be mayor, but he is. He was elected. So that just shows you what we're up against and the level at which they hid the shadow nation from us. But don't let this make you mad. The good news is we're finding all of this. We've got 3 years to do it. 3 precious years to do it. Folks, when I gave you those numbers on me and commie and how we won, understand the takeaway there is not about socialism. It's not about communism. It's about the fact that 50% of people, just shy of 50% living in New York City, are not American born. 20% don't even speak English. They don't even know what's coming out of man commie's mouth, and they don't care. He's the immigrant. He's the one who's going to protect their handout. That's all they care about. And unfortunately, they've taken over their first American city. And unfortunately, it's the biggest American city and one of the most important, if not the most important on earth. And that is what is terrifying. But how did this happen? No ID to register, no ID to vote. Just come on down. What, you think we're going to prosecute you? Nah, not going to prosecute you. Texter writes, hey, Tara, where was this in Kansas? Coldwater. It's a city called Coldwater. Again, what's so cool about this is just routine check by the attorney general of the voter rolls and the secretary of state there. They find this guy. They find that he's broken the law. And then they realize he was just elected mayor. Like, wow. Who else is out there, folks? And who is voting? In a lot of cases, folks, I think we're going to find Democrats are voting for these illegals. They're not even doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.